Just pray. When we pray, we're just simply including God in what we do. We're just asking, Father, that as we just talk about your word, that you help us to understand it. If there's anything in us that you want to talk to us about, open our hearts to receive what you have to say. We ask the Holy Spirit that you just open our hearts and our minds and allow you to speak to us this morning. Amen. I just want to talk really about childlike faith. That's the title of what I want to talk about. So I'm going to read from Mark chapter 10. This is a great story of the time that Jesus was on the earth and children were everywhere, as they are now. And as you notice with children, they want to be in on everything. They want to be at the front. They want to find out what's going on. They're very inquisitive. They want to ask questions. They want to be together and see what's going on. And that was just the same in Jesus' day. Children will always be children. And this is a story about a time when there was children wanting to just see what Jesus was doing. So people were bringing little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them. But the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly, I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it." And he took the children in his arms, placed his hands on them, and blessed them. Now, anybody that's been a parent, or anybody that's observed being a parent, well, they know the relationship between a parent and their child is a very close one. It's a very special one. And it's one that we carry with us all the way through our lives. There is a connection at birth. Sometimes we wonder whether we're going to love our children, but you know what? The moment they're born, we love them. There's something about that connectivity that happens at birth. And as a parent, we give everything we can to our child that will cause them to grow physically, emotionally, and spiritually. A parent is a source of everything that a child needs. There's a vulnerability, isn't there, in a baby? Because they need you. They need us as parents. And they become the center of all that we do. The response of a baby is to trust us for whatever they need. And as they begin to grow, they look to us with a childlike faith. They believe their parents can do anything. I did. I thought my dad was awesome. I knew when I got older he wasn't quite as awesome as what I thought. But as a child, if anything went wrong, if anything was broken, if I needed anything, I went to my dad. And you know what? He always did it. He always seemed to be able to fix the things that I'd broken, answer all the questions I had, and taught me how to repair things, how to mend things, how to play sport. He gave me so much in life. And that's the role of a parent, isn't it? It's to share who we are with our children, to train them and teach them. And as children, we have this faith in our parents that it doesn't matter what's going to happen, I'm okay because my mum and dad are here. They're going to sort me out. They'll help me deal with the issues of life. Now, I've got to acknowledge that not all parents are like this. And maybe that's not your experience. But imagine that feeling of security in a relationship like this. That's what God wants with us. He wants us to feel secure with him. He wants us to be able to share our life with him, all the issues we have, and to feel that because he's included, we're in a safe place. As parents, we work hard to create an atmosphere of trust in our relationship with our children. And as a parent, it's a joyous experience when your children come to you in a simple faith, believing that you can do it. Although we can't do everything, but your children come to you And it is a joyous experience, actually, when they come, can you do this, Dad? I can't do that, can you help me? As long as it's not maths homework, I'm usually okay. But they come to us with everything, don't they? And it is a joyous experience when your children come to you because they need you. Now, Linda and myself have fostered for over 12 years, and we've seen the result of children who have learned to have no faith or trust in their parents, and how damaging this can be in every area of life. You know, the first few years of a child's life are so important. That almost shapes them as to what they're going to be for the rest of their lives, which is why parenting is such an invaluable position to hold. Jesus used children to illustrate the relationship that God wants with us, to meet all our need, internal, external, and eternal. Now, we try and find all different ways of trying to connect with God. But God still needs to be the center of who we are. And we have to approach him, Jesus was saying, with a childlike faith. Nothing complicated, just an open heart and mind to the supplier, everything that we need. I think very often we try to work God out. And if you ever try and do that, it's quite a stretch on our understanding, because God isn't like us. He doesn't think like us. He doesn't behave like us. And we try and fit him into our understanding, which is why there is so much conflict around religion and who God is. But if we just see God as the creator of all things that wants to be part of your life, wants to be part of my life and every child's life, and we just have to come to him and go, help me, Dad. That's what he's looking for. Mentioned earlier that sometimes we've not had great experiences either as being a parent or being parented. We've experienced the frailties of humanity, and we can feel let down, abused, discouraged, isolated, and rejected by those who should be loving us. And our childlike faith can be destroyed. And this can leave us with a difficult or skewed understanding of who God is and how we approach him with a new heart, when all we've learned is distrust and cynicism. The very heart of God is to be our Father, supplying us with our daily bread. He wants to have this relationship where we learn to trust him in every area of life, a simple childlike faith. When we've experienced life, our childlike faith very often disappears. We kind of grow up a little bit and we learn to trust ourselves and not our parents. We mature. But the Bible tells us that God actually wants to be involved in every area of life. And the moment we seek God and ask him for help, he pours his love into our heart. He reinstates our ability to have a childlike faith. It's one of the wonderful things that God does when we ask him to help us. He just gives us that faith that we need. This morning we've celebrated the safe birth of Lincoln and Clarissa, who will learn to trust Jason and Sophie and develop a childlike faith in their mum and dad. Now, we encourage all of us here who are looking for a loving God to ask him to reveal his love for you and be transformed. God is interested in you. I suppose he just wants to be our dad. He wants to be our father. He wants us to come to him with a very simple faith, believing and trusting that what we read in the scriptures is true, and that he can fulfill all his promises into our hearts. That might seem a little bit simple for most of us, but really, God is a simple God, and he has a simple love for us, and he just wants us to have a simple faith towards him. So just think about that through the week. Have you got a childlike faith? Are you prepared to come to God with a very simple faith, just trusting him for what you need and letting him work it out? You don't need to worry about the solution. You just need to trust in God with a childlike faith. And I'm sure as Lincoln and Clarissa are growing up, they will find something of God in the family, and learn to love God with their childlike faith. Well, thank you for listening to me. I'm going to hand back to Lisa now.